Dominican Republic, about the size of Holland and Belgium, with a population of about 1.5 million, has opened its heart to the homeless people of a troubled Europe. Number one settlement is at Sisua Bay on the estate of 26,000 acres contributed by Generalissimo Trujillo. The plan was promulgated before the Intergovernmental Committee of 32 Nations at the Evian Conference called by President Roosevelt in 1938. Forward-looking Generalissimo Trujillo, then President of the Dominican Republic, recognized the opportunity presented to his sparsely settled country in giving welcome entry to European exiles. Land was broken and construction begun at Sisua on the fertile, breeze-swept acres in the spring after the signing of an agreement between the Dominican government and the Dominican Republic Settlement Association. Sealed on the 30th of January 1940, the pact was unique in history, a covenant between a government and a private humanitarian corporation providing for settlement of 100,000 refugees. 500 families were to comprise the first contingent to be admitted. United States offered fullest cooperation. U.S. transit visas made it possible for the ships bearing the carefully selected settlers to pass through American waters en route to the tropic isle in the Blue Caribbean. Beautiful, modern Trujillo City is capital of the Dominican Republic. Here, representatives from 32 nations met to witness the signing of the contract and again a year later to celebrate its first anniversary. From Generalissimo Trujillo came an offer of 50,000 additional acres. The assemblage heard new praise and endorsement for the humane project from Senor Troncoso, now President of the Republic. Archbishop Pettini brought the message of the church, encouragement for the success of the non-sectarian venture. Spokesman for the U.S. State Department was the Honorable Robert T. Pell.
The government of the United States of America is proud to be associated on this first anniversary of the signing of an agreement between the Dominican government and the Dominican Republic Settlement Association in a tribute to President Troncoso, to Generalissimo Trujillo, and to the high officials of the Dominican government and the Dominican people whose generous attitude has made possible the realization of the project of settlement of many hundreds of European refugees on this hospitable soil.
And back at Sisua, life and industry had been speeding on with all the enthusiasm and ardor that typify a people charting a new beginning. Hundreds of virgin acres were cleared in the first months. The settlers were picked for health and fitness, and the sturdy pioneers were not found wanting. Quickly mastering the native machete, they knifed through the dense growth, by sweat and toil cleared a wilderness. Miles of roads were cut open through the tropical country and rapidly showed the way. On an isle discovered and loved by Christopher Columbus was a chance to find new world freedom, and with smiling courage they bent to their tasks. And while these men worked on tirelessly, others were preparing their meals and attending to the endless chores that keep a cooperative job going full blast. Hard work alone could give the project a fighting chance for success. The richness of Sisua's soil is its bounty for those who labor on it. So the crops that awaited the pioneers were to repay for the long hours of preparation that went before. There was real joy and thanksgiving in the first feel of this good earth. Modern machinery quickly supplemented manual labor. This was natural, for with mechanization of as many processes of the settlers' work as possible would come increased production. So by machine and hand, hundreds of acres were rapidly put under cultivation, and the agricultural development of Sisua was becoming a reality. Yes, and out of these fields may well come the project's greatest achievements, for scientists are experimenting with new industries based on Sisua's agriculture. By the summer of 1941, more than 400 refugees had begun to prove that they could subsist on this land that was so generous with its responsive crops. Livestock at Sisua is of high quality. There were several hundred horses and mules as well as poultry by the time the colony was little more than a year old. Cattle numbered nearly 1,000 head. Expert veterinary care was given from the outset. The first modern dairy barn to be completed was capable of handling 150 cows daily. Pride of the Sosua settlers is their own cheese dairy. Up-to-date, sanitary, and expertly operated, it sets a definite career for the settler who has given his hand to it. Working in this manner on a cooperative basis, the colony hopes one day to provide not alone for its own needs, but to find outside markets for its surplus. Thus, with cooperation the keynote, Sosua's aim is gradually to increase its income through the use of better tools and better methods than are within the reach of the individual small farmer. And in the future lies the possibility of exporting Sosua products. Well-kept barracks shelter the settlers. They remain here for the preliminary training period. DORSA, the Dominican Republic Settlement Association, supported by American donations, spends approximately $2,000 for the settlement of a family and provides maintenance during training. Sosua's womenfolk play a major role. Home, husband, and children must receive their constant care and attention, and in addition to housework, it is the women's task to help conduct Sosua's schools. The entire family must learn Spanish, for when they are Dominican citizens, it will be their tongue. It can be easily seen that in the encouragement of education and in all of Sosua's endeavors, its women are writing heroic chapters. For the settlers, diligent effort is bringing its reward. Drawn as they are from Europe's heterogeneous stocks, they have proved they can perform a substantial amount of work under subtropical conditions and build the framework of a fine future. The village barbershop is universally a popular gathering place, and Sosua is no exception. Here, too, a craftsman has established himself at what may well be his life work on the island. The medical department is necessarily an important one in a colony where an immigrant people are going through the stages of acclimatization. Ills of all kinds have been kept down to a minimum due to special diets and specially scheduled work shifts. Self-government is practiced at Sosua. A settlers' council elected by the settlers helps solve their problems. After 2 years comes Dominican citizenship. Leisure hours are valuable for solidifying newfound friendships and rediscovering the joys and freedoms that were snatched away. Athletics are an important diversion, and it is the boast of the Sosuans that their football team trounced the best the island had to offer. But through the months of work and play, the Sosua settler strives toward one goal, his own homestead. At the end of the concentrated training period, it is the hope of each worker to claim his own property. Settlers receive a homestead on 3 acres of land, an additional 3 acres of garden land, furniture, fixtures, livestock, pasture land, and credit in a cooperative undertaking for cash earnings. A period of years is given to repay the association. With guaranteed freedom from discrimination, full rights and opportunities, the refugees can here, by their own hard work, build a useful life. Were Christopher Columbus to sail into Dominican waters today, he would be proud to find a dauntless people carving a new life out of the tropic isle he first saw in 1492, giving the mark of success to a great experiment. Sosua, new world shelter for refugees. Sosua, haven in the Caribbean.